Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning to Kobe from Customer Support. May I assist you?
Alyssa Granillo.
I'm sorry.
Alyssa Granillo. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you could provide me with your zip code, I can better assist you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am, I could always hear you. I was asking, can you
Okay.
provide me with your zip code?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. 56027.
That's 5 6 0 2 7. And you say
Yep.
your name was Alyssa Hill?
Alyssa Granillo, GRANILLO.
Yes, ma'am, can you verify the shipping address you have on file?
Verify my what?
Shipping address, ma'am.
Yep, 120 North Stockman Street in Elmore, Minnesota, 56027.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting on your account to load. I'm still here, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, you say you called about charges on your account.
Yes, I talked to you guys already, and then you transferred me to your fraud department, and they said that the only way to get my money back is I need to call you guys and have my bank on the line. So do I need to talk to you again and do that, or do I need to talk to the fraud department again and do that? They said I should be able to call back and talk to you, and then I just need to verify it, but if I need to get transferred to the fraud department, I would rather do that then. They said that they were going to put it in the notes, and then whoever I talked to, like you would see it. So,
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am, because I talked to you earlier and I remember you say you canceled your card for the pending amount and I got you I was the one that transferred you to the fraud
okay.
department. I'm trying to look at the fraud department notes, okay? So give me 1 second to do that. Give me 1 second, ma'am, okay? To
Okay.
get a supervisor to look at this. I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
And you say the fire department tells you what, ma'am? Because I'm trying to let them know what's going
Like
on.
when I talked to the fraud department, they said that everything, is canceled. And I said, well, how do I get my money back then? Because obviously I didn't do this, because one thing's telling me it's some kind of energy drinks and bars, and the next thing is telling me it's some sweepstakes thing. So, and I didn't do this, so they told me I needed to call the bank just because I disputed it with my bank already. Call the bank. I need to get them online, call you guys back to confirm that I did that with the bank, and I should be able to get my refund for the 67 something plus the 574.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just saying, ma'am, I'm trying to make sure I have everything right because I don't know if I your bank on the line now.
No, I'm waiting to that you guys have it all in order, and then I need to put you on hold. I need to get my bank on the line and have a three-way call with them. But I'm not gonna tie them up when they're busy working with other people until you guys are all ready on your end.
Yes, ma'am, because I mean, you can do the three-way call with the bank as well as I can. The only thing I'm waiting on a supervisor is to see if I need to transfer you back to fraud department because fraud department, I don't know how long fraud department works is because I'm not in it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm
Yes,
saying.
ma'am, I'm
So
not in that department. So what I am, if you're willing to wait one moment, then I can let you know what they say. Then as far as transferring you or not, so you can know which way to handle it, okay?
yep, no, I will wait because I don't want to hold up the bank too long. So they obviously have had their customers and stuff. So I told them I would do it this way. And as soon as you guys are ready and you know who I need to talk to, I will call them. So.
Yes, ma'am. And she looking into your account right now, okay? So
Yep.
just bear with me one moment. Okay, give me one second, ma'am, because the information she gave to me, it's not answering our question of do we transfer you or not. So bear with me one moment, okay?
Yep, nope, not a problem.
And I'm still here, ma'am. I just went and just got the supervisor and started emailing her, okay?
What's that?
I said I had just went and got her, so I have to keep emailing her so she can look and transfer you if need be, okay? Or you could talk to her if you need to. Okay, ma'am, you gotta have the bank on the line. When the bank get on the line, then they can do the full refund.
Yep, give me one second then, okay?
Okay. Ma'am, you have to call back with the bank already on the line.
They can't do that because when I call back, I am on hold for 20 minutes with you guys, and then I have to put my phone number in, and that's why they told me. So if you can just hold on, I'll add the call. So they can't wait all day, and they can't, and this is the only way it's going to work. Because I sit online, I sit on the call for 20 minutes, waiting and waiting, and then it says, enter your phone number, we'll call you back. I can't sit at the bank for 2 hours waiting for you guys to call me back. So if you just hold on, I will add them to the call.
Okay, ma'am. You have them on the line now?
I will get them if you just give me 2 seconds or 2 minutes here. Hold on.
I thought she put me on hold. She said the bank was on the other line, but I didn't know if I needed to transfer her or not.
No, you just go by the note. Since the note says to do a full refund, then you would do the full refund.
Only if the bank say...
If they will drop the dispute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Is your Teams working, or had you posted that in Teams?
Mm-hmm. I did, but...
Okay.
Okay, I have Tammy from the bank on the line. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, she's there listening. I don't know what you need from her, so.
Hello, ma'am, are you there? Oh, sir, I'm sorry.
Yes.
May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
This is Tammy Copen. I'm a personal banker at First Bank in Blue Earth, Minnesota.
Hey, how are you, ma'am? This is Ariana from Customer Support at our Factory Discount Direct store. The customer I have online is Alyssa. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. I see here where on her account she did a dispute with you guys for the 6732 and the 574.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. In order to do a refund on her account that she's requesting, we was wondering, would you guys drop the dispute to process that, or...
What was that again? Would we like you to process it?
No, ma'am. We can't process. She's asking for a refund on the account due to the notes. Yes, ma'am. In order for us to do a refund on the account, you guys will have to drop the dispute because it puts our account on lock.
Okay. If we do that, will you refund her?
Yes, ma'am, we will. They also provide her with the terms and conditions and everything as well to better assist her. But
will you refund her 100% of it?
Yes, ma'am, we are going to refund her the full amount if you drop the dispute.
Okay,
what's the terms and conditions, you said?
I'm sorry?
You said something about disputing or drop the dispute with terms and conditions. What is that?
No, ma'am. I said we're willing to drop the dispute, and they already let you know the terms and conditions. When I say terms and conditions, ma'am, they mean that the fraud department went over everything they need to go over with you. The only thing that I'm doing on my end is making sure that the bank dropped their dispute in order to give you a refund. If they fail to drop the dispute, there's nothing I can do about giving you a refund because your account is on lock. That's why we have the bank on the line. So we're willing to give you a... I'm sorry. We're giving you a...
I canceled my card. So how is that going to work?
What's that?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I canceled my debit card. So how are you going to refund that?
Alyssa, it will still accept a credit back onto it. It will still accept the credit. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It still goes to your account. That goes through your bank. They still allow it. When it comes to refund, ma'am, we just can't take anything back out of that card because your account is closed. We're not going to charge you anything else. We just can't. You called back and you wanted a refund, and we just can't do that because the bank have a dispute. When they have a dispute, when it comes to us, your account is on lock or is in a chargeback. So in order for us to give you that money to see it in your account within 3 to 5 business days, they have to drop the dispute. So that's why I'm talking to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, as long as you're willing to give her credit back, we can't give her credit too. You know what I mean? So if you're willing to give credit.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
that's why we're calling, because we both can't give her credit. That's why we asked the bank to drop the dispute.
Yeah. Exactly. No, then no, we will not. If we know, if the customer finds out from you, the merchant, that you will give her credit back, then we won't process our fraud, you know, anything. We won't process a fraud claim. We won't do that.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only thing we have to verify. The reason we have you guys on the call today is to verify that y'all going to drop the dispute on a recorded line.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And that's what I just said. I said we will not process a fraud claim if we know you are giving the customer back 100% refund.
Yes, ma'am. I already processed a refund once you had said
it.
I just have to verify it just as well as you have to verify, ma'am.
No, we're not. I'm not starting the process. So I'm fine with that. I will not be starting a fraud claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. You're welcome, Alyssa. All right. Hopefully you'll see it back in your account. So.
Yep, okay. I hope so. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So how long does it take for it to get back?
3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank, ma'am.
35?
I said 3 to 5.
Okay. Sorry. I'm in Walmart and my phone doesn't have good reception in here. So that's why I'm asking you to repeat yourself sometimes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate everything. Like I said, I can hardly hear you. I'm having a hard time understanding. So I do appreciate this because like I said, I'm going to have to figure out how my card got, hooked to this. Cause I never did this. So.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, not today.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day and enjoy.
Thanks. You too. Bye.